Over the last 2 months, workers at 7 different banks around Atlanta have arrived in the morning to find a large, gaping hole where an ATM had been. A thief, or several thieves, have been using construction equipment to rip out the cash machines. The FBI is investigating and has charged a man in 2 of the cases. From Atlanta, Joshua Lebs has the story.
One of the ATMs was ripped from the ground early on a Saturday morning outside a bank in Duluth, north of Atlanta. David Kane is head of security for Bank of North Georgia, which operates the bank.
Someone drove into the bank with a forklift, proceeded to load the ATM on the forklift, pulling it out of the ground, took it down to a shopping center just down the street, loaded it onto another vehicle, and left with it. Left the forklift running and took off.
A witness alerted police. Officials aren't saying how much cash was inside. The machine cost $35,000, and Kane says it was hardly an easy target. It weighed more than 1,500 pounds, was encased in concrete, and was locked down with 4 big bolts and a metal bar. The other recent thefts were equally bold. Steve Lazarus is spokesman for the FBI.
What's been happening is somebody, a person or persons, has been selecting ATMs at banks that are near construction sites, stealing a piece of heavy equipment from the construction site, driving it to the bank, and using that piece of heavy equipment, either a forklift or a backhoe or a bulldozer, to try to rip the ATM loose, put it in the back of a truck, and drive it away.
Lazarus said it's likely whoever's behind the thefts has experience in construction. Though it was unclear how many thefts were connected, local media began blaming a backhoe bandit. There may now be a face to that name. Police arrested 45-year-old James Glenn Henderson based on a tip, and the FBI charged him in 2 of the cases. Authorities said he has experience operating heavy equipment. He has not made a public statement. The FBI says investigations into all the thefts are continuing. The ATM industry is taking notice.
Thankfully, it's not a very common problem, but it happens more frequently than you might suspect.
Rob Evans is spokesman for NCR, the world's largest maker of automated teller machines. He says fewer than 1% get stolen, but over the years there have been cases in parts of the West Coast, Texas, and Metro New York. More of the thefts take place overseas.
The Southeastern Asian market, Hong Kong, had a real rough run of what they call smash and dash or ram raids. We've seen them in Western Europe as well.
But, he says, these types of thefts aren't on the radar screens of many American banks. Sherry Morgan is spokeswoman for Bank of North Georgia, which operates 14 banks.
I mean, we would have never thought a forklift would drive up and pull an ATM out. I mean, I don't think anybody could rationalize something like that.
Now, banks nationwide are showing increasing security concerns, says Rob Evans of NCR. One chief strategy is to make the cash harder to access. Evans says thieves probably could get into the vault with the technology at their disposal, but ATM makers are developing ways to destroy money with purple ink if a machine is moved. They also offer GPS systems, but Evans says thieves can often disable the signals.
What we found has been more effective, particularly in the Central American market, is a very high decibel noisemaker, and it has a double-edged effect. One is obviously to make life very uncomfortable for whoever is in the general proximity of the ATM, and 2, it's pretty easy for law enforcement to follow the wail of the noisemaker around.
It's not clear how soon such measures may catch on in the U.S., but Evans says there's a simpler step that could be taken more immediately. Banks and stores should give more thought to where they place ATMs.
In more highly visible, highly trafficked locations to make it tougher to angle in, things like front loaders and forklifts could be helpful.
A big part of the solution, he says, is to pursue stiff penalties against perpetrators, making clear to potential copycats that it just isn't worth the risk. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Lives in Atlanta.